Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. A few weeks back, we had here the owner of a local restaurant who has her place retrofitted with LED lights under the TEP Commercial Energy Efficiency Program. And with us today is the man on the other end of that program, is Randy Altergott, supervisor of the Commercial Energy Efficiency Program. Welcome, Randy.
Thanks for inviting me.
There are three different programs for small businesses, for large businesses, and for new construction. Could you tell me something about either of them?
Yes, that's correct. I imagine the lady took advantage of our Easy Save program, which is a program that we've designed for small businesses. And the way that program works is we have a set of pre-qualified or recommended contractors on our website, which is TEP.com. And those contractors will come out to your business and do an energy assessment. They'll take a look at what energy saving technologies, mainly lighting technologies, but can also be for restaurants, for example, can have refrigeration retrofit technologies. Grocery stores also have a lot of refrigeration equipment and some air conditioning retrofit technologies, but it's mainly lighting. What we do in that program is we pay the contractors directly for an approved energy efficiency project. And what that means is that the customer doesn't have to come in with the full amount out of pocket first and then wait for a rebate from us. So the Easy Save program is designed to help customers that don't have a whole amount of money to pay for a retrofit. We essentially buy down the cost for them. The Easy Save Plus program is a program that's better designed for large businesses or large commercial or industrial customers, but any customer can take advantage of it. That is more of a traditional rebate program where you would finance or pay for an energy efficiency project, apply to us for a rebate, and then we would give you a rebate back based upon what you did. The new construction program is for commercial new construction. All commercial new construction would qualify as long as it's more efficient than the basic code requires.
What about development construction? That would down an entire village.
Anything that would be commercial could take advantage of our new construction commercial program. We also have a program for residential building. On the residential side, it's essentially an Energy Star program. There are some other details you have to do. So we do pay rebates both for residential new construction and commercial new construction.
What kind of rebate are we looking at?
It's based upon the amount of energy savings that some energy modeling would show. The greater the amount of savings on commercial new construction, the greater the rebate would be. It's based on 10 cents on your estimated annual kilowatt hours saved. Commercial construction can be very large. You can have 100, 200, 300,000 square foot buildings, for example. So that rebate can get up there. There is a cap of $75,000, and we do occasionally hit that cap on new construction projects.
How is your program funded?
All of the funding comes from local ratepayers. Basically, all of our Tucson Electric Power customers pay a small amount on their bill to fund these energy efficiency programs. The reason that is because, of course, these programs are all approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission, and everything that we pay rebates for has been pre-approved by the commission, and the funding mechanism has been approved by the commission. The reason we do this is because in the long run, having people be more energy efficient really helps all ratepayers, because then we don't have to build more infrastructure like a new power plant down the road. That's the theory behind doing these programs.
What kind of LED lights are you using? We had an interview here for darksky.org, and it turned out that LED lights that go toward the blue end of the spectrum are considered bad for your health.
Yes, LED lighting for street lighting, for example, or security lighting should be under 3500 Kelvin, which is basically just a measurement of how blue or yellow the light is. 3000 Kelvin or less would be best. The city of Tucson does have a dark sky ordinance, so any outdoor lighting should be compliant with the Tucson dark sky ordinance. The contractors that we use certainly would put that in. Any type of lighting project, whether it's indoor or outdoor, should be designed to provide the amount of lighting that you need and the right type of lighting that you need, but without being excessive or overlit, which some places are, because that's the first step in being energy efficient. And then, of course, the LED technologies provide that light at a much less rate of energy use.
Do you know who enforces the ordinance?
It's the city of Tucson, but I don't know specifically what department that would be.
It's not part of the code yet, the LED lighting.
It's not a requirement that lighting be LED. It's a requirement that it has to be a certain efficiency level. And other types of lighting can meet that efficiency level, not as well as LED can, in my opinion, but it can. The dark sky ordinance is a Tucson ordinance. We're not the only city that has that type of ordinance, but it is local. It's not any kind of federal code.